Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
And we're going to have a good time today. I mean, we always do, but today especially. This is my most favorite call of the year. And having done this for coming up on 14 years, I really, really get excited about today's call. So this is not a sit back and listen to other people. This is a participation call today. So, yeah, you better get jazzed up and ready to rock and roll. So, well, good morning, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy 2014. My goodness, it seems like, wow, where did 2013 go? But for some of us, we're going, yo, it's a good thing 2013 is behind us because we are ready to rock and roll into a new year and fresh beginnings. For a lot of us, if we've got kids or grandkids, kind of the new year starts in September when they go back to school or end of August. And but then for most of the world, the new year is one of those times that it's a fresh start. And with what's happening in our lives, it should always be that way. And what we're going to talk about today, and I just want to give you a heads up, as I just mentioned a few minutes ago to those who are on the line early, this is a participation call. And what I mean by that is usually on Saturday AM Live. By the way, this is Vance Rogers, for the sake of the recording, and I get to play host every Saturday morning. Usually on Saturday AM Live, we interview a guest, whether it be a NECAN consultant who's been successful in their own right, or it be an expert in the field of wellness or science, or you fill in the blank. A lot of different people. That's usually the premise of what happens on this call. Today, however, this is one of the, I really think this is probably my most favorite call of the year, because we get to, as a group, if you so choose, to start your weekend or start your Saturday morning by tuning in live versus catching the recording, you get to participate. And I really want to encourage those of you who have never spoken up on a conference call, we're going to do this today and next Saturday, so you've got 2 days to give it a shot. This is an opportunity for, especially for those of you who have never spoken up. You don't have to be afraid. Nobody's going to reach through the phone line and, you know, say, oh, that's terrible, I can't believe you said that. No, that's not going to happen. We're trying to teach our two youngest daughters the same thing, that, hey, it's okay. You don't have to be afraid of the phone. It's your friend, as I learned from Larry Proffitt years ago, and he learned it from his father, that tool, pointing to the phone, was put there for our convenience. And sometimes it's not convenient. Well, today it is convenient, because what we want to do is share something in the arena of the five pillars of health. I call it the five pillar goals or the five pillar decisions. What are some of the things that we can do every single day to make this day the best day that it could possibly be? The concept of Kaizen, it's a Japanese philosophy that was developed, or I don't know really developed is the right term, but it was basically brought into play or really, really implemented right after World War II. And I haven't studied this. I've heard people talk about it, and I really should do some more homework. But what I know about it is that this concept of Kaizen is basically, what can I do today to improve myself so that I can be a better contribution to society? And that's the question we have to ask ourselves in each one of the five pillars of our lives. A healthy body, healthy mind, healthy family, healthy finances, and healthy society. Those are the five pillars of health that NECAN started on back in 1975, and they literally have impacted millions of people's lives who have said, okay, now wait a second, that just makes pure sense. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today and focusing in on. And I would like, I'm soliciting, I'm begging you, I'm imploring you, I don't know how to say it stronger, I would like for folks that are listening right now who are doing this, and again, let me remind you, I've never been a resolutionist. And what I mean by that is, when it comes to the new year, I've never been one to say, well, I'm going to you know, like the rest of the Western society, I'm gonna lose weight, or I'm gonna get in better shape, or I'm gonna drink less coffee, or I'm gonna, you know, fill in the blank. Those people that do that, some of them actually do fulfill that, but most, if you talk to anybody that has a gym membership, they'll tell you that the gyms in January and February are just packed to the gills of all these people who have made that commitment and said, you know, we're gonna, you know, I'm gonna take better care of my body. But it's not really a decision. It's more of a resolution. It's more of a hope goal than it is an actual decision that's been made. And yep, I've made the decision. I'm not turning back. You know, it's Christopher Columbus sailing across the Atlantic Ocean. You know, at the halfway mark, all of his crew said, look it, we've got enough food and supplies to make it back. If we turn around now, we're at that mark where we've used half of our rations. And he said, no, we have to be a people of decision, and this is what we set out to do. That's what I think really that concept of Kaizen, at least that's what it means to me. It's making a decision, saying this is what I'm going to change, this is what I'm going to improve, so that I can be a better contribution to those around me, whether that be your family, your community, the employees, your coworkers, whatever it may be. And I read something this week that really challenged me, and it was written by a minister who actually never wrote a book. It was his wife that wrote out all of these sermons that he preached, and so his wife really deserves the credit. But he said this, beware of the danger of relaxation spiritually. Our reach must exceed our grasp. And he used the word spiritually there, and I think that could apply to anything, that beware of the danger of relaxation in any area of our life. Our reach must, and I added the word always, our reach must always exceed our grasp. What we're dreaming about, what we want to accomplish, what we want to do in 2014, it should always be further than what we can tangibly do. Whether that be business goals, family goals, goals for our mind or physical body, it should always be out there. And I know there are people that are on this call right now, and I've got several names that are going through my mind, who have come out of, just from the physical body perspective, they've come out of some dire situations that, if it weren't for Nikan's Wellness Solutions, they would not be, well, living the quality of life they're living. I think of Diane Cook, who was in a wheelchair at one point in her life. I mean, I could just go on and on and on of names of people that have shared on this call. Dr. Stan Bogus, last week, and before him, Dr. Mark Sussman. I mean, these are guys who are dealing with, I mean, chronic physical things, and we can go on and on and on. So that's what we're going to do today. I do want to just really encourage you. We're going to do this for about the next 30 minutes, and then I'm going to get into the morning announcements like we usually do. But I want to encourage you, in those five areas, what are some things that you're going to do? And you don't have to share one in all five areas. You can if you want to. And I want to encourage you, if you've never shared, we're going to start on the East Coast. Because you folks have been awake for, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours, and you've had your vital balance, and it's kicking in. Those medium-chain triglycerides are fueling your brain, so you should be well able to articulate some thoughts. And maybe you're just thinking right now, well, what are some areas that I can improve on? What are some things I can do to make my life better in the area of my physical body, in the area of my mind, my family, my finances, my society? Give you a couple quick examples, then I'm going to open the line, okay? For me physically, one of the things that Stacy and I sat down last week and simply made the decision that once the girls start school in 2 days, get back onto a routine, we are going to, we live in a national scenic area, and we've never been walkers. Our last name is Rogers. That's supposed to be funny, but it's really not. We've never been part of the walking clan that go out and walk on a regular basis. And we looked at each other the other day, and she actually brought it up. And I've been wanting to talk about it for a long time. I said, this is something we could do to improve our physical bodies, is just to get out and walk. You know, strap our old cardio strides on, which we both own a pair, and you don't have to have those, but to get out and enjoy scenery. And if you live in part of the continent where it's, you know, 10 degrees below zero, well, you may have to walk around the mall or find somewhere to do that. Well, we, you know, can walk outside because it's 45 degrees, or you'll see that today, and just walk. Area of a healthy mind. And I'm only going to share two of mine. One of the things that I made a decision for this year is, and it was a challenge that I heard an author share, Andy Andrews, who's by far my favorite author. He wrote several New York Times bestsellers, The Traveler's Gift, The Lost Choice. I can't remember some of the other titles, but he said, you know, for kids, for young people, if they read, you know, one book or two books a year, we'd call them slow. But for adults in, you know, North America, if they read one or two books a year, we call that normal. And he said, you know, that's really sad, because our culture should be one, and we got all this amazing literature, and books are everywhere. And the two Koreans that are an exchange program that are staying with us for the month of January, they went to Powell's Books yesterday in downtown Portland, which is the world's largest used bookstore, and I guess new bookstore as well, but the largest bookstore in the world is here in downtown Portland. And when they walked in the door last night, they were so excited. They each had their bags because they bought books. But these kids are readers. They love to read. And I thought, you know, I knew this, that people that love to read, their minds are sharper than others. And so one of my decisions for this year was simply to, I'm going to read one book a month. I'm not going to try to read one book a month. I'm not going to propose to read one book a month. I'm just going to read one book a month. I'm reading several right now at the same time, and I'm just really, really enjoying that. And this is a decision I made weeks ago, and so I found a book last week that is 100 years old. It was printed in 1914, and it's a collection of short stories written by famous people. And I was reading this last night and think, man, this is amazing, absolutely amazing. So I'm done talking. And the way to make your contribution to today's call or next week's, and again, I'd like to start with those of you on the East Coast, unless you're on the West Coast or Mountain Time Zone or Central Time Zone and you're just rip-roaring ready to go and you can't hold back, feel free. I have no order, so it could get a little bit chaotic. So if you demute your line and jump on and there's somebody else talking, just hang tight. But please introduce yourself. So for the rest of the group, and some of you have already done it, I can hear your phone fine-tuned in. And especially if you are on a cell phone and there's a lot of background noise, for the sake of our sanity, if you could make your contribution and then mute your line back out. But the way to do that is just simply hit *6, a little asterisk button followed by the number 6 on your phone, and then you share away what's something you're going to do, or some things, more than one if you want to share, that you're going to do differently this year. What's a decision? The spirit is Kaizen. What can I do differently? So go ahead.
Hello, this is Molly.
Go ahead, Molly.
I want to make contributions in using Jeff Eisen's five questions. This is was sent to us in one of the Humans Be More promotion before Humans Be More training took place. And the very first question is like what you were saying, that how will I, this is just a sentence. How will I make today the best it can be? Now the next three, I can use the Humans Be More begin replace it. I would use the five pillars to replace Humans Be More.
So Molly, give us an example. And by the way, Molly is from Dayton, Ohio. And Molly, give us an example. Pick one of the five pillars that you're going to do something today, you know, Saturday, January 4th. Give us an example. What are you going to do differently today that's going to improve your life?
Yes, definitely. It's the healthy mind aspect. The healthy mind aspect, reading is a part of, and another is to talk more and listen more to other people who I see as better than I am.
Okay, there we go.
Could I continue with the make
it short and sweet so we can get as many people to share on the call, because there's a lot of folks out there that are unlike you. They're a little shy about sharing on a live conference call, so I want to let them go. But go ahead.
Yeah, my life was made better because of the Kenzen Vital Balance. Okay? Now, second question. Who will I share the value of five pillars of health more today? And the third one, who is deciding to participate in five pillars of health because of my positive influence? Number four, what ideas do I have for sharing humans the five pillars the five pillars of health with as many people as possible? The last one, without replacement, as it is, how will I create synergy in my own Nikan group through motivation and encouragement? I thought this can, the five questions that can apply in any situation that we are doing with the human, the five pillars of health.
So you put it into a motion as a questions you're asking yourself. So now you have the responsibility to go through and put some feet to those decisions. You've got to fill in the blank. You've got to answer the questions, and that's something that only you can do. I think the beauty of what you're doing is that you're asking yourself the questions to spur on change, which is what all of us should do, and that's what the whole concept of Kaizen is. What can I do today? What am I going to do today that's going to impact my week, my month, my year, and so on? So thank you, Molly.
Yeah, talking to oneself is good.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay, who's next?
Go ahead. I actually have a question for Molly. The last question that she said was, how will I create, and I just totally lost what she said.
Okay, how do I create synergy within my own Nikan group through motivation and encouragement? So you start with your own group.
The word I have to create is what?
Synergy. Synergy.
Synergy.
Synergy. Oh, okay.
Okay, so you're welcome. So thank you, Molly, for answering that. You're on the line. I didn't recognize that voice.
Bobby from Florida.
Good morning, Bobby. So you're up.
Oh,
hey, you're on the line, so you're the one that opened the door here. So share with the group something that you've made a decision, and maybe you didn't get the email. Maybe this is the first you thought, oh my goodness, what do I have to share? Pick one. Pick an area.
Well, I know that I'm starting this year off, as a matter of fact, I'm starting to work on it today, and I go up to Jeannie and your mother.
Uh-huh.
So, is working on my plans for the new year. I'm good at deciding what I'm going to do, but setting up a plan and actually doing it, following through with it, I'm not always good. I guess the follow through is what I'm going to concentrate on.
So, Bobby, you're talking about a business, so the area of healthy finances. I'm taking a guess here to improve your finances as far as implementing and building your Nikan business.
Yeah, I got to say better on that. I'm finding that more people, at least in my area, are interested in the business. Now, I was off already out and about this morning and had someone looking at my M-Stripe. And this is actually a person who has the MagStep from 20 years ago. And she, you know, said to me, I have the new ones, and I took them on. She goes, oh, my, look at that. So, you know, but they're wanting to know more about the business.
Sure, sure. And I, you know, right off the top of my head, I think, you know, somebody that made a $48 or a $60 investment 20 years ago, it might be time for an upgrade. Anybody who's bought a pair of socks or shoes that are 20 years old, it might be time for an upgrade.
She was doing the NECAM business back then, and she stopped and she started another home business, which she really liked, although she's not really gone a long ways with it either. And we met about 6 months ago and have become friends. She keeps saying to me, I like the product, but I really like this other business better. But then she keeps coming back and wanting to know more about it. So I'm trying to take her easy because I don't want to push her too hard.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Bobby.
I'm afraid if she stepped away once, and I don't know what your opinion would be, that she would be quick to back off again if I tried pushing too hard.
Yeah, well, I think each person will tell us if we give them the opportunity and keep, Molly had made the comment to develop synergy is taking information that we know what's new, what's exciting, what's been improved upon, and saying, hey, you know, when you're looking at all things wellness, why don't you check out what's new? And we'll talk about that in a few minutes in the announcement segment. But again, thank you, Bobby. Thank you, Molly, for getting us started. Who's next? And those of you who are on the West Coast, we don't have to go. Stick with the East Coast, folks, as far as what time zone. Just hit *6 on your phone line and share away.
It's Ants. It's Bill from Winnipeg.
Good morning, Bill.
And a happy new year to you and everyone.
Thank you. So, Bill, what is Bill and Giselle, and maybe this is just Bill,
we are starting the year today with a planning session for our team. And what your idea here has inspired with us is to take this into this session to give some vision for our team in tiny steps. And we think of those tiny steps, well, of course we have our big goals. We look at our life cycle and where we want to go to. Well, we need to get there somehow. So we're going to take this particular idea and we're going to start with inspiring our team to look at what is key to them and to start that growth for them personally, but also with their business. How can we set goals better in each of those areas? For me, the mind pillar is very significant as far as keeping me on track. For the next person, it might be something a little different. Let's improve society. Let's reach out to spreading our news to everyone that we can, make it worldwide.
So Bill, give us an example of what are you going to do to improve your mind? What's the decision that you're implementing for yourself? I understand exactly what you're talking about doing for your group. However, that starts with you because you have to make the decision. So what's an example, what's something tangible that you're going to do every day to improve your mind?
One thing is, just like you, is to provide myself with more positive things in my life, with improving myself personally. Also reading material. We have lots of great material that our leaders have provided us with. We got some at the Gold training in Vegas, a particular book. There's lots of great material that I'm going to use to do that.
Okay.
And it's very simple as far as just keeping engaged every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fantastic.
This is Al here. Just to add to what Bill said, for me in the mind, and I think Bill too, because we talked about this, to count our blessings every day and show more gratitude. And I think that will make us better people for ourselves and for others.
Giselle, what you have just hit on is so monumentally imperative for our culture today. And it is absolutely amazing. Stacy and I were talking about the same thing yesterday on the way back from a coffee appointment. And she said to me, she said, Vance, it's been over a week since I even read about the news or saw the news on TV. And she said, I haven't missed anything. My life is better and more enriched without knowing all this stuff. And I said, I know, because counting our blessings every single day, part of that is being grateful that, you know, we weren't mugged or we weren't flashed or we weren't, I mean, fill in the blank, or that we have clean drinking water. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, the simple things, that we have breath in our lungs. It's so vitally imperative, and that can improve our mind in more ways than we can ever imagine, of being grateful, to de-stress the body, to get some of that toxicity out, just being grateful that, hey, even if things aren't going exactly the way we planned them or what we wanted, we still have a lot to be grateful for.
Yes.
Thank you, Giselle. Appreciate that.
Vance?
Yes.
Hi, this is Linda. Happy New Year.
Good morning. Linda is from Lakewood, Washington, right at suburb of Seattle. So, Linda, what are you going to do? Pick one of the five areas, the five pillars, and what are you doing to tweak that to make 2014 a better year for Linda?
Well, I'll tell you, this is such a timely question. I saw the email, but I looked at it very quickly. I didn't know this was coming, but I'm sort of glad because this just tells me off the top of my head what I should share. I actually did a little bit of this yesterday, in fact, and I've done it in the old year, but in the new year, I'm going to pump it up more. What I have learned to do when sharing our wonderful Life Unleashed lifestyle called Nikin and the wonderful Vital Wellness Home is, when I share with people, because I always share from the heart, and I share how, by me being so blessed to bump into this company about seven and a half years ago, how I've been able to tie all five of the aspects of the pillars of health together, is I share how, by me being in Washington State, I learned about this company. Even though I lived in California for many years and never heard about it, maybe once many, many years ago, and 14, 15 years went by before I heard it again, I like to share how I have tied in with family, society, health, mind and body by being here to look after my parents. And I've been in a position of being a caregiver for my parents the last several years. We lost my dad last January. This was our first Christmas without him last year. And so it's been almost a year since he passed. But I've been able to look after them. Mom's still here. And my brother lives in, not too far from me, he lives in Portland. And I've been able to both look after them, but go back and forth to California and go to those meetings there. I have a bit of a downline that I've developed there. And I've been able to tie all this in together by sharing my personal story. And then I ask them this, if you have children in school, whether they're young, just getting started, or they're in high school, or they're in college, how would you like to get them out of your pocket so you can find a way that you can pay for their education?
So if I could sum up what you're saying, if I understand you correctly, it's basically what you're doing, again, it falls into that healthy mind category and finances. It's being able to more eloquently share what you've experienced in all five of those areas with other people and ask questions better. Is that a good way of, okay?
Yeah. And the key thing, this is a son I've been talking to for years. He has a son that's now 20. I think when I met him, the son was just going into, just ending high school and going to college. And I just share with them and, you know, drizzle on them when I see them. And I said, okay, how's your son? How was the holidays? And he said, oh, he's fine. He's at POU. And he's 20 now. So that tells me he's a junior now. I said, well, unless you like him staying in your pocket. I said just like that. And I was getting a smile from a parent. They know exactly what I'm saying. Consider looking at this seriously so he can finish paying for his college education himself.
Mm-hmm. And Pacific Lutheran University, where he's at.
Yeah, that's a lot of cheap, because you know about cheap universities.
Yeah, it's not a cheap place to go to school. And like most places, you know, and I really like that question you're asking. What's it, you know, going to take, or what, how would you like to get them out of your pocket?
Get them out of your pocket. I always say that, and I always get a smile because they know exactly what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, boy, I sure would like to do that. And boy, if only it could be. I said, well, it could be. We have a way to do it. Please call me, and I have a postcard or a business card I give them. And on the back, there's a place where we can set up an appointment to talk, blah, blah, blah. And so these are many times with people I have talked to and drizzled over the years. They haven't made a decision, and then some of them are brand new people I've never met.
Sure.
And usually I have a very brief period of time, so I try to, you know, get to share with my heart first, and I just put that question out there. Now, I don't do that with every single person I meet, of course. God shows me different ways to talk to people, but I really get a lot of good response from that question.
Mm-hmm.
Dealing with the health and the finances, which is all we've been talking about on the news for the last 15 years.
And, you know, I think, Linda, what really, if I could put it in a different way, is figuring out, and we can, we have to take the time to implement this, but how do we ask high-yielding questions of, number one, ourselves?
Yeah.
How do we ask ourselves the tough questions that a lot of people in our culture don't? Our culture today, we have more and more young people, and I run into them all the time, or I observe them on a regular basis. They have no goals in life because a lot of their friends have no goals in life. And the modern day, and I think I've shared this before, a parent shared this with me a couple weeks ago, that the modern day equivalent for most of us when we were kids and we said, you know, well, I really want to go into aerospace, aeronautical, I want to be an astronaut. Well, today's version of an astronaut is, I want to be a video game programmer. Or I want to grow up and I want to play video games for the rest of my life. And that is really, really sad. So we have our work cut out for us. We really do, in challenging and asking high-yielding questions of people. This is so much bigger than just about expanding our Nikken business. That'll come in time. That's part of the process. However, we really owe it, those of us who know that, my goodness, let's look at what the, and I'm not saying the Japanese as a culture are perfect. I'm just saying look at what they've done in the last six decades, post-World War II. To create a nation of such enterprise and amazing things. Now again, they still have some of the things, that they can work on as well, but they're so much better than us in so many different areas. And, so anyway, we got time for a few more. Thank you, Linda. Appreciate that greatly. Like to hear some more. If any of you watched the Rose Parade in Pasadena a few days ago, I believe it was on New Year's Day. This is where Al Roker got dumbfounded, and he said this is what they call dead air, because the one of the floats, they were having some technical difficulties, and they had to stall for about 5 or 7 minutes. He said, talk about the weather. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Barbara Benfield. Oh, go ahead. Who's ever next?
Go ahead, Barbara. I'll wait.
you ladies are too gracious. So Barbara first, and then next.
Okay. Thank you. Mine's very simple, too, and it ties in with what everyone else is going to talk about, is mind. And mine is to have my decision rock solid to every day take tiny steps to move forward. forward in the Nikon business and with my team to make sure I stay connected with them. So I have to be solid first and then stay connected with them and who wants to be connected with me also. And daily, keep our mind on that path of what we need to do, helping others. But first we have to make sure we're in our right decision mind to be able to help others and ask those pertinent questions that help them get to their decision. So that's my simple way of what I'm going to do.
Okay. And Barbara, I love the way you're phrasing this. It's simple, and yet it does take work. I've said this before, and I'll say it again, that so many times opportunity always comes dressed up as in overalls. It takes work. And my grandfather was adamant about wearing Oshkosh overalls pretty much every day of his life, at least when I knew him and I got to hang out with him. But he was always about work. And that's just the German that he was. And actually, his ancestry goes back more English. But at any rate, we need to be willing to take those small steps.
Well, and that's with every day. It has to be. And what I have found myself every now and then throughout this last year, days will go by that I'm not connected on the path that I need to be on. And so my goal this year is to every day, and so far that I've done that, and this is the fourth of the month, every day I need to be connected with my team and first with myself and then with my team, and take those tiny steps daily to be showing and talking to other people. Because just doing things in your office isn't going to do anything. You need to be actually at least talking to one person a day, every single day of the year. So,
And Barbara, is it challenging to do that even if you're homebound? Can you pick up the phone and make that happen?
Sure, yeah. If you make the decision to do it, however you make the decision to do it, go out to a coffee shop if you're homebound, or if you want to make a phone call or do an email to someone. Whatever that decision is, you got to stay with that decision and keep making those tiny steps, and then the action will come from that. I believe that.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Okay, we had one more.
Hi, Dan.
Good morning, Julie. How are you?
I'm great.
And Julie Clark is
here.
Yeah, calling in from Connecticut, correct?
Minus 40 last night.
Ouch.
Up to 9 today, though, so.
Okay. So, Julie, what do you want to contribute to the call? Which one of these is jumping out to you that, or more than one, that you're going to change, you're going to tweak?
Of course. I'm into finances for this year. I like the reading. You always have to be reading. And I like the ABC that stands for always be connecting. But I'd like to recommend a really good little book called Growing Your Business by Mark LeBlanc. And one of the things that he says is first thing every morning, you say, what will I do today to reach my goals? And last thing every night you say, what did I do today? And you tweak those questions every day so that you have a positive answer every day. So
okay.
You have to do one thing every day, and then, but you ask yourself first thing in the morning, what will I do today? And at the end of the day, you ask, what did I do today?
Mm-hmm.
Keep yourself on track.
Mm-hmm. And it really, for some of us, that's a big deal. But for others, okay, we've already mastered that, and the decision really comes down to us. And if you look at life as a menu, there's two sides of that menu. There's one that today is going to be a great, ultimate, fantastic day, and then the other side of the menu is, well, life is not going to be so good today. And there are little things that are on each side of that menu that are going to contribute to either way. Sleeping in, hitting the alarm clock multiple times. That's not going to start us off on the right track for that day. Call it trivial, but it's a bottom line. These are things that Stacey and I are trying to teach our daughters, that once you're awake, it doesn't do you any good to lay there. Oh, it feels so good underneath those warm Kinko's Therm far infrared comforters. It's not going to do you any good. Your brain's already awake. Get up. If you're going to be awake, might as well set lay there and read. But, you know, these are just little things that we all know are true. So, hey, we are out of time for today. I know that several of you are ready and chomping at the bit to share, and we're going to regroup next week, and I'll do a five-minute opener to get us started, and then we're going to get as many people. And this is why I want to break this up over 2 weeks, because we've got, you know, 65, 80 people on the line right now. And there's several others of you that do want to share, and that maybe you're a little hesitant. Well, now you have a full week to put some thoughts on paper and go from there and really, really make some decisions that are going to make this year your best year yet. Guarantee you. And something I didn't mention previously is that when you put a thought, maybe not even writing it down, but when you manifest it and you speak it out there into existence, it's making a decision. You can look at it from so many different philosophies, so many different sources, whether it's the Bible, it's, you know, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You can look at the Carpe Diem philosophy. You know, you make a decision today, live life to the fullest. As I already shared, the Japanese philosophy of Kaizen, what can I do today? It's all about making a decision. And I really want to encourage you this week, if you haven't done it already, please don't become a resolutionist, because resolutions don't usually come to pass. Some of them do, but it really comes down to taking it up a notch and saying, I made this decision, and this is going to be different in my life. So, thank you for all of you, and I didn't write down your name, so I can't even review, but so many of you shared such just fantastic contributions. We'll look forward to regrouping next week, and as always, if you want to hear the recording of today's call or any of the other calls, SaturdayAMLive.com. We just paid to extend the domain. That is the website where all the recordings for the last 7-8 years are on. So again, that's what we've got lined up for next week, is to continue on, and I don't have my list in front of me, but fantastic lineup for the month of January. Some really, really neat folks are going to be on the line, some new and some who've shared before, but have a great, fantastic first weekend of January, and I look forward to talking to you next Saturday, if not before. If there's anything that we can do, don't hesitate to contact us. So have a great weekend, everybody. Goodbye for now.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.